Chapter 1. What is economics? Whether one is a conservative or a radical, a protectionist or a free trader, a cosmopolitan or a nationalist, a churchman or a heathen, it is useful to know the causes and consequences of economic phenomena. George J. Stigler. Economic events often make headlines in the newspapers or breaking news on television. Yet it is not always clear from these news stories what caused these particular events, much less what future consequences can be expected. The underlying principles involved in most economic events are usually not very complicated in themselves, but the political rhetoric and economic jargon in which they are discussed can make these events seem murky. Yet the basic economic principles that would clarify what is happening may remain unknown to most of the public and little understood by many in the media. These basic principles of economics apply around the world and have applied for over thousands of years of recorded history. They apply in many very different kinds of economies, capitalist, socialist, feudal, or whatever, and among a wide variety of peoples, cultures, and governments. Policies which led to rising price levels under Alexander the Great have led to rising price levels in America thousands of years later. Rent control laws have led to a very similar set of